I'm going to show some. Sorry, my name is Santiago. I work for Arup in London, and I just thought I'd show some examples of some things we've done. It's nothing too complicated, so hopefully it will be easier this time of the day. The only thing is that some of these slides won't be online, so if you are listening to the recorded version, I'm sorry. It was not possible to include. It's nothing too clever, so you like it. First of all, something from my last presentation 2 years ago. I showed some things about CAL files, and this is just an improved version of that. If you were interested, it just looks nice. Right? So, short introduction. This is more like what I wanted to talk about. It's a museum project, and we received the, well, other colleagues were working on the lighting design, and I got the dialogues model with all the fittings in it, and we needed to do some gradient calculations, so it was possible to export from dialogues to XML, and then from there get a script to translate it to gradients, and it worked quite well. But then the next step was the project included some projectors around the building with these images that were going to be part of the exhibition. And we had the maker of the projector, the model, so we could calculate the output and having some assumptions about the reflection, about the reflectivity of the material and so on. We could get something that gave an idea of what it would look like when projected on the building with the artificial lighting included. So we could give an impression of what is the contrast for the images and what's the contrast loss when there is the artificial lighting on. This is a different project with a similar problem. This was a swimming pool in Singapore, I think, where there was a promenade around the building, and I also got the dialogues model from a previous study. It didn't look very well, and we had to do some calculations of different options, so it was another matter of... Sorry, this was Prelux. And it was a different XML format, but it was basically the same output conversion problem. And this is the radiance output. We had one option and then a different option that looked better with different position of the luminaires and so on. We could show what was better, and it also worked quite well. This is another swimming pool in London, and this was a bit more complex problem because we had several hundreds of luminaires, and they were all positioned inside and behind these holes in the ceiling, and I was part of the group that worked on this. The lighting design was by Giulio Antonuto, and then Francesco Anselmo also worked on this with Blender, and he got basically all those aiming points done by him. But then we got the problem of the maintenance of this, because we have XYZ positions for each luminaire, but that didn't mean much. There was a problem of accessing there. So there were a series of brackets that had to, different elements that had to be combined in order to reach to each position. And then it had to be lifted for maintenance and then rotated around so that it could be accessed from behind. It was a big trouble. So the problem was to calculate for each position, what was the right combination of elements from a set of elements that was limited. And we tried to do it by hand, and it was too painful. So we got help from another guy in the group who is very good with Rhino, and he created a script that could calculate the rotations and the aiming cones so that we could have a visual aid to see if the movements that we needed to implement were acceptable or not, and some series of tests, whether the distances were too far or too close, where there were collisions. It was all very good, but of course we had to adapt our original positions to accommodate the different elements that we didn't have too much choice from. So on each step, oh, sorry, by the way, this is how it looks like in reality. It's a bit more complicated. And this is part of our documentation. This is only about a third of, or a fourth. We had like four or five of these with different combinations of brackets. And then in each particular case, we had to give different distances that where the brackets were adjusted. It was, so in each, at each step, wherever there was some change done to the original positions, we had to calculate again the results to see if we were getting enough light out of the out of those holes. So this was the output from the script in Rhino. We had for each luminaire the position in X, Y, Z, and the target position, the angles, and the name of the fitting and the type of the luminaire. But it was not so simple. There was another set of files that had the original positions, and they were subdivided depending on the switching levels, because they were 200 lux, 500 lux, 1000 lux, and so on. So what I had to do, because it was an accumulative process, somebody worked first, somebody else worked later, and I came at the end. I had to write a script to take this, to modify the original files, and then run the same calculations that were run the first time, and then get some results. These are some images of the interior we tested for each camera position inside and so on, because this was going to be broadcast, and we had to test for very strict broadcasting requirements. And of course we had to include the geometry of the luminaire, because there was potential for overshadowing between the luminaires. And then summarize the results into tables that could be human readable, because there were lots of requirements in terms of contrast ratios and uniformity ratios, and that well, was also automated to get some results. But it was not much fun. We also did some glare calculations also from the diver's position, which is going to jump, so that he can see where he's going to land. And in particular, one particular difficult problem was when the diver is falling, it needed to be very uniform, the lighting. And we had to adjust, in the end, we had to adjust some of the luminaires that were aiming at that position. So I had to create a separate file where only those luminaires were included that I would edit by hand, then with this file edit a version of the long list that would then change, modify the previous files, and then run the calculations again. It was not ideal. So the next project we had is, in a way, this is not a sports event. This is more a huge sculpture that was also built in London. And but it was a similar problem because we had to get very precise aiming angles for the luminaires. And so I decided to do it from the beginning more simply. And so everything was done in Rhino with Grasshopper help. And so it's very simple. It's just for each luminaire, there is a definition of the position of the luminaire with what point. Another point is a target point. A label that names the fitting that is going to be there. And it outputs just a list of luminaires. And it was much easier because any modification I just had to export again. And it was only one process. The good thing about this is that it also allowed to include the geometry of the luminaire in Rhino so that I could check in while I was doing the aiming. I could check if there were collisions between luminaires and if they were overshadowing themselves and so on. It was a lot easier, and it also permitted to export back the position, the geometry of the luminaires back into the Rhino model to send to the contractor, for instance, so that they could position them in the correct places. And so we got some renderings. And the good thing about this is that we could also create a mask. And so this got included in our visualizations for the client and so on. We could mix the radiance output with 3D Studio so that it's more realistic than the, just the 3D Studio. This was another project, also the sports stadium, and we got into this because we didn't do the lighting design for this, but there was a problem with some shadows from the loudspeakers, which are these ones here, were added after that they done the lighting design. And the question was where the shadows from those loudspeakers would be a problem for the lighting, which is behind. And it needed to be done in Radiance, so they asked us to do this, I think. I just got it. And the problem here was that we didn't get the model in Dialux or Relux or Calculux, I think it was done. But we got a PDF of a scan of the output from the program, so we had to run an OCR, get the coordinates from that, check that it was correct actually, and then, well, that at the end it worked. And so these are the results at night. It was also a question in the day, well, during the day would be a problem, but at the end they considered it was not too complicated because it's usually it's not so sunny in London, so it was okay. And this is at night. We also had to test different camera positions and camera angles. It was interesting. The last one, and this is going to be short. This is a study for reflected glare, also from a facade. And this is the type of facade. It's it has movement, so each individual tile moves independently and moves with the wind and creates this type of effect. So we have to calculate what would be the effect on drivers and people going by the street. So we have to create something similar and with some work we did a function that creates this type of waves on the facade, and also with a time parameter that modifies the function for the animation. It's not exactly the same, but I think it creates the same type of effect so that we can claim that it is close enough for this study. And we tried different approaches. First one was calculate modeling each of the thousands of tiles with a mirror, and then we got thousands of secondary sources, and it didn't work. At the end, what we did was much simpler. Each of those is in fact one polygon, and it gets modified with a CAD file that includes the modifier wave pattern, and it's also discretized so that you also get the effect of the individual tiles. Yeah, I think it looks okay, and it ran a lot faster. And I think that's it. That's me.
What was the result of that last study? I mean, you were able to model it, but they said thumbs up, it's all okay?
It was okay after all, yes. In some cases, in some positions, you get two or three sun reflections because different tiles are reflecting at the same time. But because the reflectance is not so high, it was not enough. We didn't use any. The glare rating is a different type of glare because it's disability glare for the drivers. So it's a different thing. It was okay.
So. How do you communicate to the contractor the position of the lights? Is it just annoying with the next YZ coordinates, or how do you document that?
No, depends on the project.
Okay.
But, okay. In this case, it was XYZ, but it was not too complicated because it was following the structure very closely. So they knew that in this piece of structure they had to put four, and it just. In this case, it was more complicated because we had to coordinate the position of each bracket and the distance.
So you did provide setting out data for the contractor himself?
Yes.
You didn't just give him an XY, you gave him settings from a reference point on the building?
No.
Okay.
No. Originally, our scope was for just providing that, but then the contractor hired us to give them the setting up because, yes, they could not. So yes, for each of these combinations, we had to give, like, for instance, what's the distance between here and here, and what's the distance here, and what's the position. Each of those was mounted on a pole, and which pole would have what type of bracket.
Would have been interested, for interesting to construct a complicated geometry and import this directly into the scene. It needs the luminaire with its shape and the fixture. Of course, you have maybe 50 different types here, but anyway, then we end
it. Well, it was done in Rhino. The guy who did it, the same guy who did this script here, it was a long story, but in the end, he ended up doing also the check for each of those brackets, and he had a Rhino model that he had a script that would give him a first approach to the brackets that could work with that, and then he was checking manually. And in the end, his output was a 3D model with all the brackets. And so.
Because that, for example, what Luminar customers do when they prepare Luminar files, for example, in readers, then they make the complete model. Mm-hmm. Because it's often quite tedious process, but at the end, if you have a model, then you are always on the right side because you cannot directly see what if it conflicts or intersects with something that you see.
Yes, also at some point we had to move several of them because after adapting the positions to the brackets, a few were coming out below the ceiling for a couple of centimeters or so, and it was not acceptable for the architect, so we had to move everything. And just moving one of them meant that you had to move lots of them, and it was a bit messy. It was fun.
Hopefully you could pay for it.
I think so, yes. Thank you.